When you're planning your wedding, you're going to be hearing so many things from so many different people. But today I'm going to share with you 30 truths about your wedding that nobody tells you about. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 30, another milestone, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. If this is your first time here or your 30th time here, I want to thank you so much for your time today. And I can guarantee that by the end of today's show, you're going to walk away with some really interesting tidbits of knowledge. And what I want to do today is, because this is our 30th show, I wanted to go over 30 truths about your wedding day that nobody tells you. Because there are 30 things on this list, I'm actually going to break this episode into two parts. So this is going to be part one, and then next week you'll have part two, because going over 30 things in one episode could take a really long time. So I want to be cautious of your time, and I know your time is valuable, so I don't want to take up too much of it. So that's why I'm going to break this up into two parts. So the first thing I'm going to mention to you, and this one is actually really a truth, is that your wedding day goes by incredibly fast. And, you know, we've all heard the expression, time flies when you're having fun, and your wedding day is going to be one of the funnest days of your life. And because of that, it's going to go by incredibly fast. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, you spend all this time planning your wedding, and it's one day, and in a blink of an eye, it's gone. And, you know, unfortunately, too, like, you can't really do much about it. You know, there's no way to slow down time. The only way that you can possibly, you know, maybe slow things down is to just take some time to breathe that day and to just be in the moment. You know, it's very easy to think, okay, you know, we have our ceremony and then we go to cocktail hour and then we go to the reception and then we do this and then we do it. It's very easy to kind of like think ahead, but if you just stay present in the moment, that might help to kind of slow the day down a little bit. But it is true, it does go by incredibly, incredibly fast. The next truth is that your wedding day actually makes you a better person. Now, nobody tells you this. This is something that you just kind of find out in hindsight. You know, your wedding day is not going to change who you are on the outside. But deep down, there is a fundamental change in you that happens when you get married. You know, those first few moments, those first few hours and days that you're married, you are literally on cloud nine. You are just floating through space, and it is the closest sense of euphoria I've ever felt. And it almost kind of feels like you're in this unique elite club. You know, you're not just you anymore. It's you and somebody else. You know, you're now a wife or you're now a husband, and that changes you forever. So, you know, like I said, you know, on the outside, you're still the same person that you were. But fundamentally, deep down, you are forever changed, and you're changed for the better. The next truth that nobody tells you is that you're going to be congratulated by everyone who sees you, and this includes strangers too. So while you're out getting your photos, complete strangers who you've never seen before, who you'll never see again, are going to see you all dressed up. They're going to be about, you know, doing their own business, because chances are it's probably like a Friday or Saturday. So they're probably out with their family or their friends doing their own thing. Then they come across you in your gown. They see your bridal party. They see everybody dressed up. So you're going to be congratulated by everyone you see, which is really kind of fun and kind of funny too, because depending on where you are, you know, you might even have perfect strangers come up to you asking to get like their photo with you because you're a bride. You know, little girls may come up to you and say, "Oh, can I get your picture?" Or, you know, people may be driving by honking their horns at you. So, you know, that is going to happen. And that's something that like nobody tells you. So for me, that kind of was an unexpected, but very pleasant surprise. I was really, really happy and shocked and surprised that that happened. Another truth, and this one was one that I thought would never happen to me because I don't like being the center of attention, but by the end of the day, you're actually going to love being the center of attention. And, you know, one of the things that really stressed me out the most was walking down the aisle and having everybody look at me. Like that just... it just sent chills down my spine because I like to blend in. You know, I did not want to be the center of attention, but if you're a bride, there's no two ways about it. You're going to be the center of attention. So once I kind of got over that, I have to say it was pretty cool. You know, your wedding day is probably like one of the only days where you're put on this pedestal and, you know, everyone around you just wants to do whatever they can to make you happy and do whatever it takes to make you happy. And you're literally like catered to all day. And, you know, without it sounding arrogant, because, you know, it's not arrogant, but it's kind of nice to be in that position, especially if you're somebody, you know, like me who likes to serve other people and likes to make other people happy. It's kind of nice to have that returned to you. So that was really something unexpected. I had no idea that I would really love to be the center of attention by the end of the day, but that was one thing that I really kind of missed. Like the day after, I'm like, oh, I'm just a normal person again. I'm not a bride anymore. So that was something that was really, really fun. And something that you probably will love. So that's another truth that nobody really tells you, but can happen. The other truth, and you know, you might have heard this many times, that your wedding day is not just about you. Now, you know, everybody says, you know, it's your day, you do what you want. And I've said it myself, and it's true. It's true to the extent of, you know, how you want your wedding to be. When I say your wedding day is not just about you, I say that because you have a whole room full of guests, some of whom traveled a long way to be there. So you want to make sure that at your reception specifically, you have things that make them happy. You have food that a majority of the people are going to like. Make sure that your cake is a flavor that everybody is going to like. You want to make sure that you have music that everybody's going to dance to. Now, are you going to please everybody? Absolutely not. And there's no way to guarantee that you're going to please everybody. But you do have to take into consideration your guests and their needs and, you know, what they would like from your wedding. Now, to give you an example, one of our guests on our wedding day was turning six. It was his sixth birthday. Now, imagine you're a six-year-old. On your sixth birthday, do you really want to be at a wedding or do you want to be out playing in the yard with your friends? So you probably want to be out playing with your friends. So we took that into consideration. You know, this poor kid, he's stuffed in a suit, dealing with adults all day long, the last thing you want to do on your sixth birthday. So what we did was we surprised him at the reception. We bought a special little cake and the maitre d' bought it out and with a candle in it. And, you know, we told our photographer and our DJ that this was going to happen. It was a total surprise for him. And we had the entire room of like almost 100 people sing happy birthday to him. And it was really such a sweet and special moment for everybody. Nobody knew this was going to happen except for us, his parents, and the DJ and the photographer. So it was a total surprise for everybody. And it was a moment that, you know, everyone is going to remember. And, you know, especially for that poor little kid, you know, 6 years old, being at a wedding, you know, we had to do something fun for him. And it was really, really, really special. The next truth, you know, like I mentioned before, you're not going to please everybody. And no matter, you can have the best DJ in the entire world, but no matter who you get, there's always going to be people who don't dance. And this was something, you know, I was kind of a little worried about this at my wedding. You know, I was afraid that nobody was going to dance, but more people danced than I thought. And the reason why I say that was because, you know, a lot of our guests were on the older side. You know, we had our friends, but the majority of the folks there, I would say we're probably over 50. So, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but most of the people did dance. But the thing is, if you see people at your reception not dancing, don't automatically assume that they're not having a good time. They may be having a great time, but they're just not dancers. You know, maybe they just don't like to dance. Maybe they don't want the attention. Maybe it's embarrassing for them. You know, whatever it is, maybe they can't dance. You know, maybe they have some sort of physical ailment that's preventing them from dancing. Whatever it is, don't force them to dance. You could make it very uncomfortable for them. But the truth is, no matter how hard you try, there are always going to be a few people who aren't going to dance. And our DJ told us this might happen as well. So he kind of told us ahead of time, like, hey, you know what? Listen, don't be alarmed if you don't see people dancing. It's just their thing. For me, I love to dance. Anytime I hear music, I'm out there dancing. So for me, I loved it. But don't be surprised if people at your wedding don't dance. Don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your DJ. It has nothing to do with your wedding. That's just them. The next truth, and this one makes me laugh because I've never been this tired in all my life. But the next truth is that after your wedding, you are going to be so exhausted. By the time you decompress, by the time you actually let all, like, you know, your nerves and the adrenaline leave your body, you are going to be exhausted. Because think about it. You just spent the last year, year and a half, 2 years planning this day. It's been on your mind day and night. Your wedding day, you probably got up really early because you had to get ready. You had to do hair and makeup. You had to coordinate a whole bunch of things. Then you actually had to get married. And then you had to take photos. And then you had to eat. And then you had to dance. You are going to be exhausted. And the reason why this makes me laugh is because it didn't really hit me until 2 days after, when we were on our honeymoon. So we got married on a Saturday. We had that Sunday off to kind of like pack, get everything ready. And then Monday we took off for our honeymoon. And I didn't even know how I made it on the plane. I don't even remember falling asleep. I remember like getting on the plane. I had a neck pillow, and the next thing I know, we were landing. I'm like, what happened? And I never sleep on planes. I can't sleep on planes. I can't sleep on trains. I can't sleep in the car. So for me to fall asleep on the plane, you know, I was exhausted. And of course, you know, my loving husband took some really funny selfie photos of me dead asleep, head hanging down, probably drool coming out of my mouth. And he's sitting over there taking selfies and making faces while I'm passed out asleep. So you are really going to be so tired, and nobody tells you this, but just be prepared. The next truth is that as much as you love your spouse, as much as you may like getting your photo taken, by the end of the day, you are going to tire of kissing and smiling. Your face is going to hurt. You're going to be like, how many more kisses do we have to do? It is one of those things, like I said, nobody tells you, but you're going to get tired of it because you are going to be smiling and kissing and all that all day long. So really, there's going to be a point in the day when you're going to be like, okay, enough is enough. I just want to eat, and I just want to dance, and I don't want to kiss, and I don't want to smile, and I just want to have a good time. So that's something. It may or may not happen. It kind of happened to me. I was just like, oh my gosh, how many more kissing photos do you need? but it may or may not happen, but just be aware that might happen. The next truth is that personalizing your wedding is a great way to make it memorable. And, you know, this is something that couples struggle with all the time. They want to make sure that their guests have a good time. They want to make sure that their wedding is memorable. They want to make sure that it's just not sort of, you know, some random day. They really want their guests to walk away saying, you know, that was a really beautiful wedding. And the best way to do that is personalizing wherever you can. So, you know, we're talking about maybe unity ceremonies or photos, memorials, dances, your cake, your food, your seating chart, your guest book, you know, wherever you can, even your vows, you know, wherever you can, try to make it as personal as possible because that's what people are going to remember. Now, that being said, the next truth is there is no such thing as a perfect wedding. Now, you may be thinking, that's crazy because I spent all this time planning our wedding and it's going to be perfect and it's going to be beautiful. And that's great. But there's no such thing as a perfect wedding. Something is always going to go wrong. And I don't mean like drastically wrong, you know, but something is always going to go not as planned. But here's the thing though, right? If something like that does happen, you know the details of your wedding inside and out. You know what's supposed to happen when and how it's supposed to look. But if something doesn't go as planned and you notice it, chances are no one else will because nobody else knows the intricacies of your wedding like you do. So even if something doesn't go as planned, no one's going to know. No one's going to even remember, you know? So, you know, sometimes, you know, you could be late or, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe your cake falls to the ground or whatever. You know, those are things, okay, yeah, people might say, oh, that normally doesn't happen. But if it's something small, you know, chances are your guests aren't going to know. The only person that's really going to know are you and your spouse. And honestly, just go with the flow. You know, the saying, you know, the show must go on. If something doesn't go right in a play, you just keep going, pretend like it never happened. That's what you need to do as well. So just be aware that things may not always go as planned. Something may go wrong, but that's okay. Nothing's perfect. Now, that being said, the next truth is that perfection is what you make it. So, you know, you'll see a lot of blog posts and, you know, as you're doing your research and planning your wedding, you're going to see headlines that say, you know, don't make these mistakes. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. And, you know, and I'm guilty of it too. But perfection is what you make it. You know, if somebody says, don't ever put those two colors together because they clash, but they happen to be your two favorite colors and you love the way they look, put them together. You know, it's perfect because you like it. It doesn't matter if, you know, somebody says, it doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter if somebody thinks you're making a mistake. The thing is, if you like it, go for it. The same could go for weather. You know, I've talked about this before on the podcast. But, you know, no matter how hard you plan, no matter how much money you spend, the one thing you can't control is the weather. So even if the weather is crap outside, you can still have the most perfect day because it's all about how you make the day. The next truth is that sometimes the emotion of the day and actually like what happened that day may not hit you for some time after the fact because, you know, your wedding day, you're go, 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 you're constantly going. And then, you know, maybe you're taking a honeymoon right away or, you know, now, you know, you might be waiting. It's going to take you some time to decompress. It's going to take you some time to absorb everything that went on. So it may be days after before it hits you and you realize, wow, like we just did that. We're married. And we just had that beautiful wedding and we just experienced the greatest day of our lives. You know, it may hit you that day, but don't be surprised if it doesn't, if like days down the line, it hits you. And you could be doing the most random thing and then that thought hits you and that's okay. And that may happen. So that is a truth that nobody really tells you. That was something that I found out for myself. And I was like, wow, like we just did that. Like, you know, days after the fact, you know, once you actually like, you know, get yourself centered and calm down, the whole reality of the day hits you. Now, the next truth, you know, you might have heard a lot of people talking about this. And, you know, they may say, oh, you know, I never ate on my wedding day. I was so busy. I was going around talking to people and getting photos taken, and we never had a chance to eat. But here's the truth. You can eat at your wedding. You know, you spent a long time doing the tastings, you know, figuring out your menu, deciding what you want served on your day. You have to eat that food. You know, I mean, it's so disappointing when I hear couples say that they were so busy taking photos or talking to people that they didn't have a chance to eat. So this comes back down to preparation. You know, our photographer was like, I am taking all your photos ahead of cocktail hour so that you can actually enjoy your food. And I'm not going to drag you out from your reception because, you know, I want you to enjoy your meal. And because we knew that ahead of time, we planned for it accordingly. So yes, you know, you want to go around and you want to talk to each guest. And actually what we did that worked was part of our dinner, you know, there was a first course, which was a salad, and then there was soup, and then there was the meal. So salad, you know, I didn't need to eat salad. I didn't really need to eat soup, but the meal I wanted. So what we did was while everybody was eating their salad and their soup, we went around to each table and talked to them. So then by the time the dinner was served, we were back at our sweetheart table and we were eating our meal with everybody else. So, you know, definitely think about this. You know, like I said, you may be going into this thinking that you're not going to be eating at your wedding, but that's not the truth. The truth is you absolutely can eat at your wedding. You just need to plan for it accordingly. Now, you may be wondering, like, what happened to that salad and the soup that was sitting at our table, our seat, while we were out talking? Well, our venue packed that up for us, and they put it in, actually, our hotel room in the mini fridge. So we did have that stuff, which actually came in really handy later, because at the end of the day, we were really starving because we were, like, you know, we were just on the go. Our adrenaline was just pumping so high that even though we did eat, we were really hungry. So we were able to eat that after everybody went home, which was really, really great. But, you know, definitely make sure if you want to eat your food, talk to your photographer, talk to, you know, your DJ. Definitely make sure that you are at your table eating dinner. Okay, so we have two more to go in this week's episode. And the next truth I want to talk to you about is to let you know that you may not get cash or even the gifts you registered for as a wedding gift. Now, you know, obviously many couples do a gift registry for their wedding, which is great. And a lot of guests give cash as a wedding gift. But the truth is, sometimes, you know, some of your guests may not be able to afford a cash gift, or sometimes the things that are left on your registry might be too expensive for them to buy. So you may end up with gifts that you didn't ask for, and you may end up with a gift that's not cash, and that's okay. You know, sometimes your guest might have a special talent. You know, maybe they cook, or maybe they create or craft beautiful things for the home, and they might give you that as a wedding gift instead. So just be aware that even though you do register for all of your gifts, and you know, the norm is for a guest to give cash at a wedding, sometimes that doesn't happen. So just be prepared for that, that you may get gifts that are unique and one of a kind and made specifically for you for your day. Finally, the last truth I want to tell you is that your wedding day is not the time to change who you are. So basically, when you see photos online of brides or weddings or dresses, you have this idea in your mind of what you want to look like. And sometimes, you know, in your mind, you might be thinking, oh, well, I love that hairstyle, I'm going to cut my hair. Or I love that hair color, so I'm going to dye my hair. You know, maybe you want to try like a really bold makeup look, which is great and fine, but your wedding is not the day to do that. You know, if you get your hair cut and you hate it, then what? You know, if you dye your hair and you don't like it, then what? If you go with a new makeup look and you don't like it, are you going to have time to try a different look? So these are things you need to take into consideration. Your wedding day should enhance your natural beauty. You should be wearing dresses that make you feel comfortable, that really boost your confidence, that make you feel like you're on top of the world. I know it's easy to get caught up in, you know, trends and, you know, what's really edgy and what's really cool. But the thing is, you need to do you. So if you're not used to wearing a lot of makeup, you know, go for a natural look instead of like big bold eyes or something like that. If you're more a conservative dresser, maybe stay away from something, you know, strapless or with a low back or something really form fitting. Maybe an A-line or a ball gown or something like that might be better for you. So just take that into consideration. You know, I know there's a lot of wedding inspiration out there and, you know, there's a lot of different looks that you want to try, but really at the end of the day, your wedding day and the way you look on your wedding day should be all about being comfortable and being the best version of you. So that is part one of the 30 truths that nobody tells you about your wedding. Next week, we're going to cover part two. And until then, I would really love to know, you know, anybody listening who might already be married, what was something that you learned about your wedding day or learned about the day or some truth that hit you about your day that nobody told you that you feel like everybody really needs to know? So please join the conversation. You can follow us over on Instagram at WedConnectHV or at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, definitely check out our website at WeddingConnectionsHV.com because we have a ton of Hudson Valley inspiration for you. So until next time, happy planning.